Edmonton Oil Kings, one win away from going to their third consecutive Eastern Conference Championship. Well, they will play the Portland Winterhawks, most likely, who are also up in their series. Voice of the Oil Kings, he'll be calling the game tomorrow night. Corey Graham joins us once again. Corey, do you know, when was the last time two teams met in three consecutive Eastern Conference Championships? Do you know? I mean, Western Conference Finals, do you know?
Yeah, you know what? Off the top of my head, I'm not sure if it's ever happened. Although I do want to say, gosh, maybe in the 70s it might have happened once. I'd have to double check, though, Jason. Sorry.
Okay. Even like it's amazing that the same teams have done it, because it's rare for any team to even go three in a row. Like, I know Kamloops did it back in the 90s. Struts tells us about it every waking moment. But, this doesn't happen very often. Like, this has been a real dynasty that this organization has been able to build here in Edmonton.
Yeah, I mean, it really is unbelievable, considering today's day and age of how hockey goes, especially at this level where teams go up and down pretty consistently, that, you know, both these teams, and for Portland, if they get through Kelowna here, it's their fourth in a row as well. So, I mean, that's just, it's pretty unbelievable. And they're going to be a pretty good team next year as well. It's kind of the way they do things down there right now. But, for the Oil Kings, yeah, I mean, you kind of looked at the stretch and you thought this might be a year where they take a bit of a step back. But, give them credit, their coaching staff, their players. I mean, the way the minor moves Randy Hanch made this year to improve this team a little bit here and there. And it's all come together so far. They're one win away from being where they want to be.
Looking at the Oil Kings, Corey, right now, Portland will be a much stiffer test. Like, have the Oil Kings really been tested in your mind, or have they been so good that, yes, they have been tested, they're just that much better than the other teams in the Eastern Conference?
You know, that's a really good question, Jason. I'm not sure, to be honest. I mean, the two games they've lost here in this playoff run have both been hot goaltenders, right? I mean, Jordan Paperny over 50 saves in that game four in Brandon, and then the game three against Medicine Hat. Edmonton really dominated that game, but Merrick Langhammer was unbelievable. So, I guess if you look at it on the big picture, they haven't really been pushed here in these playoffs. But is that because that the teams they're playing aren't as good, or is that because they're just firing on all cylinders? And, you know, after watching this team all year, I think they're playing their best hockey right now. And you can tell guys, especially the core group of guys that are likely moving on. You know, Griffin Reinhart right now he looks like a pro at this level. He's just dominating. And then, you know, Henrik Samuelsson hasn't scored as much as he has normally, but he's been effective. So has Mitch Moraz. Ashton Sautner has been fantastic for this club, although they probably expect him back as a 20-year-old. And who knows what happens with Curtis Lazar next year, but he's raised his game as well to a whole other level. So you're seeing their best players really kind of take on that challenge here, these playoffs so far.
Griffin Reinhart, you know, his strength at this age, right, is, you know, he's a great skater and everything. But, Corey, the games that I've seen, it's like a man against boys. He's just that much stronger than all the other guys on the ice.
Yeah, and I think for Medicine Hat, this is a bad matchup. You look at their top three players, they're all under 6 feet, and Trevor Cox, Curtis Volk, and Cole Sanford. And there's a shift down in Medicine Hat, I want to say it was game three, where all three of them were on the back of Reinhart trying to get the puck away. And he almost kind of swatted them away like flies and then just took off on a lead rush back the other way. You know, the team calls him the Big Cat, and you can just tell. He's so calm with the puck, and he's so physically dominating that people dump it in his corner. I mean, you're not coming away with that puck, whether it's two guys or three guys. He just sits there and just kind of waits for his moment and then goes with it. And then basically at that point, you're screwed because he's already jumped by you. And, you know, he's picked up an extra half stride here and is skating as well. That's really been evident the way he's moved the puck out of his own zone when he decides to go with it. And, you know, he scored a goal in game four where it was kind of like, okay, this game's so tight, we need one, I'm going to go get it. So it's hard to say how quickly he's advanced here. It's almost like, you know, he's kind of waiting for the playoffs to say, okay, if this is when they need me, I'm going to step up and be the best player on the ice.
Corey Graham, voice of the Oil Kings, joins us. You can tune in tomorrow night. He will have a game five. I called this 1-5, so I'm going to say the deciding game in that series. I don't see any way that Medicine Hat comes into Rexall plays tomorrow night and gets a victory. Corey, I'm sure you're watching the Portland-Kelowna series. Are you surprised how that one's unfolded so far?
A little bit, because you'll watch those games, man. And Kelowna scored first the last three games. They were up 2-0 in one. They were up 3-1 with like 5 minutes to go in game number three, when they had a chance to go up in that series again, but ended up losing it in overtime. So, you know, give Portland all kinds of credit, man. They have not given up. And, you know, they were leading 3-0 in the first period of game one, and people thought that game was over until Kelowna rallied. So it'll be interesting tonight whether or not the Rockets have one last look at it here and get things going. I mean, they've been the best team in this league this year for a reason. So I expect they'll be a tough out. But the way Portland's playing right now, the shots they're getting, the chances they're getting, and, you know, you figure when you're up 3-1 with 5 to go and you're the best team in the league, that game's over. You're coming back home 2-2 with a chance to to go ahead, not seeing your team, you're going ahead in that series, and then the game four, Portland has really dominated it, so they make it 3-1. But anyway, you think you have a shot at winning the whole thing, and then all of a sudden Portland just turns on the Jets. And they're scoring at will at times here right now. So I'm a little surprised it's 3-1, but it'll be an interesting night whether or not Kelowna can kind of rally here. But talking to people that have been around this league a long time, not many people give Kelowna a shot here tonight.
No, I'd be very surprised, Corey. And so the Oil Kings and Portland, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but how would you rate this matchup compared to the two previous years where home ice advantage was ultimately the difference?
Yeah, if it goes that way, it's going to be interesting. You know, Portland's just so high-powered offensively, like I just talked about there, that you wonder if any team can keep them off the board. And I know they played once this season. Obviously, Edmonton won that game in a shootout, but it was a game where the Oil Kings were up by two late in the hockey game as well, and Portland got a couple goals to tie it up and send it to that shootout ultimately. But you look at the way Bjorkstrand and Nick Batan and Leipzig are going right now for the Winter Hawks. And those are guys that have been there last year, and Batan and Leipzig a couple of years before as well. They're a hungry group. So I don't know. For Edmonton, if that's the matchup, you have to keep Portland in their own zone because their defense is good, but they tend to move the puck quickly. So if you can get on them and force turnovers, you got a chance. Problem is, if you don't force a turnover, it's a 3-on-2 at least going back the other way, and you're in all kinds of trouble. So it's been the best hockey, I think, at Rexall the last couple of years this time of year. So if that were the situation again, I'm really looking forward to that opportunity because it's the best hockey I've probably ever seen, just how quick it is back and forth, and the mistakes and the capitalization of goals. It's just been unbelievable the last couple of years. So not looking too far ahead, but if it works that way, it'll be a lot of fun.
Corey, looking at the Oil Kings situation, Steve Hamilton and Derek Laxdal. I know Laxdal has a contract. Does he have an out? Like, if an American League team came calling for him or an NHL team, because when you win as much as he has in consecutive years, usually winning coaches, they go up the ranks. Do you think that if they win the WHL this year, is Laxdal a guy that's moving on?
That's a good question. I think he just signed the extension and he's in the option year of his old deal. I would assume, I haven't asked him directly if he has the option, but I mean, it seems like at this level, if you have the option to go ahead, that's your kind of out, that teams will let you go. And I would assume that would be the way here because if a guy has a shot to move up in the world, you're not going to keep him down here for no reason. So whether or not he goes, I don't know. I would think teams would look at his record the last few years and he's a guy that's, it's hard to argue with anything he's done. So I would think if you're a team you're interested in at American Hockey League level or even maybe an NHL assistant coach, I'm not sure. But I would think there'll be teams sniffing around. And I thought there were teams sniffing around last summer as well with back-to-back 50 wins. But you put a third one there, and if they're able to find a way to get to the Memorial Cup again, it's hard to sort of not look at that guy and that resume he has, including what he's done at pro level, winning a championship as well at the ECHL level. So, I mean, everywhere he's gone, he's won. So I would assume he'd be a guy teams will look at for sure.
Any injuries at all to update for tomorrow's game?
Nothing yet. Just kind of wondering what's going to happen with Medicine Hat because Trevor Cox ran into Edgar's Colda's arm in the middle of the period last game and went down awkwardly, didn't come back, didn't look good going off. And I mean, he's an 80-point man in this league. He's a big part of the Tigers team, and they didn't get here to Edmonton today, so not sure if he's going to go tomorrow. But that will be key for Medicine Hat if he can't go. Edmonton, though, they're pretty much status quo as of right now.
When's Medicine Hat arriving?
I think they're actually staying in Red Deer, so they're going to just come in for game time, yeah.
Really? Any idea why that is?
I want to say it's a hotel issue. Apparently the hotels are pretty booked up here this weekend, and you need a late checkout when you're a WHL team, and some of the logistics there are finding enough rooms at single place is what I've heard, at least. So, I guess that leads a lot into it.
That's an interesting one. Well, Corey, pregame show tomorrow night, what time?
Let's see, pregame at, you have the weekly show kind of leading in at 6 o'clock, so basically an hour leading into the start of the hockey game.
Perfect. So 6 o'clock, tune in. Oil Kings looking to finish off the Medicine Hat Tigers, go to 12-2, and then be set for what looks like a rematch again in the Western League final against the Portland Winterhawks. Should be awesome. Corey, as always, have a great weekend. Appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, Jason. Anytime, man.